From RTE Brainstorm, 5 Reasons Why It's So Difficult to Get a Divorce in Ireland by Maeve Brown from TU Dublin. When you imagine a divorce, what comes to mind? Due to the proliferation of American dramas on Irish television, you may picture a couple in a boardroom flanked by lawyers as they sign paperwork. A simple procedure, and one which is foreign to the Irish divorce regime. The 1995 referendum, which removed the prohibition on divorce from the Irish Constitution, passed by a razor-thin margin after a similar referendum failed to pass in 1986. The resulting Family Law Divorce Act 1996 is a conservative piece of legislation that creates a number of hurdles spouses must overcome in order to obtain a divorce, ostensibly to ensure that the marriage cannot be saved. Other than a referendum in 2019 reducing the time spouses must live apart before applying for divorce, and despite Ireland's changing social landscape, our divorce legislation has not been amended in a quarter of a century. Today, obtaining a divorce is dependent on meeting 3 prerequisites: a 2-year period of separation, proof there is no prospect of reconciliation, and proper provision being made for the spouses and any dependent children. So why is it so difficult to get a divorce in Ireland? Mandatory court attendance. The Irish Constitution specifies that a court designated by law may grant a divorce, but only if it is satisfied that there is no prospect of reconciliation and that proper provision has been made for a dependent spouse or children. Setting aside the question as to whether it is appropriate for the court to decide the likelihood of reconciliation, the proper provision safeguard seems reasonable on its face. In practice, though, this means that every couple seeking a divorce must go before the court, even if they have agreed on terms or have gone through mediation. This overloads family court lists and creates unnecessary costs for divorcing couples. Secrecy. While our constitution dictates that justice must be administered in public, the in-camera rule provides that family law cases can be held privately to protect the parties involved. However, the in-camera rule contains vague language and harsh penalties. This means that there is very little court reporting carried out in the family courts. Additionally, overloaded lists in the circuit court mean that most judges do not have time to write judgments. As a result, we have very little data on divorce cases in the circuit court, where most divorces are granted. We don't know how the majority of cases are conducted or decided. We don't know why or how orders are being made, how long cases are taking, or what issues cause the most conflict. Obscure process. In their 2019 report, the Joint Committee on Justice and Equality observed that there appeared to be no consensus amongst judges or practitioners on how family law proceedings should be conducted. On top of that, the in-camera rule has contributed to a significant lack of transparency in the system. Understandably, many litigants feel unable to navigate the system without representation. Unrepresented lay litigants can become overwhelmed or misunderstand what they are required to submit to the court, delaying proceedings further. In its 2022 report of the family justice consultation process, the Department of Justice observed that litigants in the family court face delays, high costs, and a traumatic process. Unpredictable outcomes. Ireland has a common law system, a series of rules and principles developed by judges over centuries. The lower courts, the district court and circuit court, follow the precedent of the superior courts, the High Court and Supreme Court. Unfortunately, this system is proving ineffective for divorce cases. Judgments from the High Court or Supreme Court usually involve wealthy families or complex issues of law. These are of limited value in the majority of typical family law cases, most of which are heard in the circuit court. Under the existing legislation, judges have a large discretion to redistribute assets with very little policy guidance and an absence of appropriate precedent to follow. What limited data we have indicates that this may contribute to unpredictable outcomes for divorcing couples. Gender. While not a hurdle to obtaining a divorce, gender may play a part in the outcome. In Ireland, gendered expectations and the gender pay gap force women out of careers and education, weakening their economic mobility. As a result, women are more likely to need financial support when relationships break down. In 2017, the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women expressed concern regarding the limited data pertaining to spousal maintenance in Ireland. What little data we have indicates very low rates of spousal maintenance awarded and high levels of inconsistency in how it is calculated. This may maintain gender-based economic inequalities between men and women in Ireland. What's happening with reform? In 2022, the Department of Justice launched the Family Justice Strategy 2022-2025, with the intention of creating a modern family justice system. In their 2022 report, the Family Justice Oversight Group underscored the information gap in the current system and the need for research and data collection to facilitate reform. However, existing reform proposals focus solely on reforming the family justice system, as does the Family Courts Bill 2022. At this time, no reform has been mooted in respect of the substantive law on divorce. Discover more at rte.ie/brainstorm. RTE Brainstorm is produced by RTE in conjunction with UCC, University of Limerick, Maynooth University, DCU, TU Dublin, the Irish Research Council, Science Foundation Ireland and Chagask.